Welcome back to Wyoming Sports Talk today. Larry Perotti along with Nick Perotti and Jose Suras, who is the BYB Extreme Fighting Series Vice President. And again, the event happening this weekend here in Cheyenne. So we want to welcome Jose to our program. Jose, where do you hail from?
South Florida, Miami, Florida.
South Miami, Florida. All right.
So a big difference from there to the cold, at least snowy reaches of Cheyenne, Wyoming.
But he's excited to be up here right now, freezing a little bit. So we got a big event coming up this weekend, which we're going to get into a little bit. We did talk to Dota 5000 here, who really ramped it up, you know, getting people excited about coming out to this event.
He was the big hype man for this. Again, we do appreciate at least him joining us. And again, talking a little bit, giving his background, but also to at least giving us some inside knowledge of what's going to be happening coming up at least this Friday at the ISET Event Center.
So tell us a little bit, what do you know about sales, ticket sales for the event? And I don't know if you're also hip to what's going on with the pay-per-view as well.
Well, ticket sales are going good. I mean, we're happy with the response in town. We expect a lot of people to walk up on Friday night as well. We've been told by the locals that it is a walk-up crowd. So we're expecting a sellout.
You know, you look at, we had an event here before. There was an event most recently up in Casper back in November, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, at least regarding bare knuckle.
And I asked out of the 5,000 the same thing I'm going to ask you as well. What makes your organization stand out from all the rest? Because the other two had problems.
Well, we have a long history of bare-knuckle fighting with Dada. As a lot of you know, Dogfight, the movie on Netflix, brought it to the world stage from his backyard. So we've had plenty of time to iron out the details and know what we did wrong in the past and know what we don't want to do moving forward. I think our cage also distinguishes us from a lot of people. It's a triangle cage, 187 square feet, so there's really nowhere to run. It promotes combat, and we think we're the real deal when it comes to bare knuckle.
Is this pay-per-view the first for the BYB Extreme Fighting Series, or have your organization been at least put on other events before this, at least coming up this Friday here in Cheyenne?
We've had other events. This is our first sanctioned event. The other ones were more underground, unsanctioned, or what have it. So this is our first sanctioned event.
You know, as you are performing at the Cheyenne ISET Event Center, and first thing that comes to mind, as a matter of fact, we just had the City of Cheyenne Chief of Staff in there. I would think lack of seats. I mean, there's not a lot of seating. I know the ice has melted down. You'll be able to have ringside you can have ringside seats there as well as the GA seating, but I would think, isn't that venue kind of small for this extreme event?
It is kind of small. We welcomed it just because, you know, since it's our first event, it's a good place to start, we felt like. Our cage is a lot smaller than most, so we'll be able to get more seats around the cage itself. So we think it's a good starting point.
And looking at least with this pay-per-view upcoming again, April 5th, 10 bare-knuckle fights coming up again, which will be 5 3-minute rounds, 2 MMA fights as well, at least what has been advertised, 3 5-minute rounds. We talked a little bit about it with Dota 5000 of just what was going to be coming to the city of Cheyenne, but at least with you being around this organization, just talk about who we can expect at least will be participating coming up this Friday.
Well, we got a couple of local fighters. You have Billy the Kid Martin, who's from Casper, Wyoming. And then you also have Joseph Gillen, which is from Rock Springs, Wyoming. And then you got Leo Pla, who's next door in Colorado. So, I mean, we really have fighters from all over. We have some fighters from Florida. We have fighters from North Carolina, Canada. I mean, Idaho. We're pretty well.
So definitely for at least here, the locals, where, again, we kind of promote of, hey, you know, cheer on the local fighters, whether it's here in the state of Wyoming, Colorado, or at least the Rocky Mountain region. At least you guys have given that kind of respect, or at least saw that notoriety that, hey, let's give some of the local fighters that stage, especially where this is going to be broadcasted live on pay-per-view, at least worldwide on Fight TV. So, again, at least give respect out to the BYB, finding at least the Extreme Fighting Series, of recognizing, hey, let's keep it local. Let's showcase off some of that local talent.
Yes, 100%. We always knew from the beginning we wanted to include local fighters to give the crowd, you know, that home field advantage, as you would say in sports. to give them a couple of their own that they could really cheer for.
Now some issues that have arisen, and again, nothing to at least put on top of BYB Extreme, but for the past, at least we'll go back to the Casper event where that was put on by another federation, which was, at least at the time, president was Bass Rutten, that we got to talk with a few times here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. But that was an organization that kind of came in. It was the first time that here in the state of Wyoming we got at least recognition to, at least they weren't existed beforehand, but when they put on their sanctioned at least event up in Casper, it felt, at least the pay-per-view went on, but what happened was afterwards we learned that it had a little shady at least history, or at least shady past, and it was a situation where organization couldn't afford to pay its fighters, and eventually now that president and the owner faces now jail time. But I think my question more so for you, Jose, is kind of give us some reassurance that we're not going to run into a similar situation with the previous organizations that come to the state of Wyoming, whether it's Casper or Cheyenne, where they've had that shady background and kind of put a bad taste in the mouth of the residents here in the state of Wyoming.
Well, for one, at this point, we have nothing to do with no other organization. So I just wanted to be clear on that, mm-hmm. that we have nothing to do with any of these other leagues. And for two, we are trying to do things a little different. All our fighters have been paid 50% of their purse beforehand. As soon as they signed the contract, they received 50% of their money. Most of the flights went into Denver. We had transportation for them, hotels. I mean, we're really trying to take care of our fighters so they continue to want to fight for us.
Jose Suris, BYB Extreme Fighting Series Vice President, joining us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Jose, you're talking about purses being paid out to the fighters, and I don't know if that answered my question or not, but I was going to ask, do the fighters pay a fee to participate?
To us?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so then I'm reminded then of the first Rocky movie where Rocky knocks out Spider in whatever round it was, and he gets paid X amount of dollars, and he gets locker fee and doctor fee and all that, and then he gets his money. Okay, so as I'm looking at your organization right now, and I think of MMA, and I think of boxing in general. Are you trying to establish that heavyweight, middleweight, lightweight, bantamweight, female division? Are you trying to establish that type of presence to the nation?
100%. We actually have one female fight on this card. Female fighters are becoming really popular in combat sports. So that's another thing we knew from the first day, that we wanted to include at least one girl fight. And yes, 100%, we have weight divisions very similar to boxing and MMA.
What is the goal out of this pay-per-view? And again, obviously money is the big thing, there's no doubt about it, but what is kind of the ultimate goal for this organization with this pay-per-view, again, happening here in the city of Cheyenne, broadcasting it on pay-per-view? Is it more so of trying to get the name out there via social media, trying to get at least a good amount of pay-per-view buys? I mean, what has been the talks through your organization of what are you trying to accomplish out of this pay-per-view coming up this Friday?
I mean, what we're trying to accomplish, I think, is to give the fight fans what they want, which is action. I think a lot of fight fans have a bad taste in their mouth with boxing, and I mean, especially boxing, and a little MMA, to where they pay a lot of money for these pay-per-views and they do not get nowhere near what they paid for. So I think we're trying to give them that with the small cage. We're very reasonably priced at $24.99. And I think those are the things we're trying to do to give the fight fans what they want, which is fights, and fights that are decided by the fighters, not the judges.
Jose, are you getting to the point with this organization being nationwide as far as rankings, top tens, you know, because as you mentioned, purses, are you getting close to that big payday purse with the development of your organization?
Well, we're definitely working our way there. I don't know the exact details, but I think some of those other leagues that you mentioned maybe overpromised, and maybe they had every intention in the world to deliver and they just weren't able to. I think we've been very realistic as to what we can afford right now, and we've been open with the fighters as to what they're making. Like I said, they got 50% up front. So I just don't think we're looking to overpromise anything and then underdeliver. We're actually looking to do the opposite. We're underpromising and overdelivering.
You know, Nick had mentioned with the pay-per-view, and again, you and the organization, you're not in this thing to lose money. So I would venture to say that the organization has that break-even point. Is it ticket sales, or is it going to be based off pay-per-view? How do you, again, you have to figure the analytics out on all of this.
I mean, it's a combination. We definitely need the venue to do well, but we also need pay-per-view sales to help.
Now, was the city of Cheyenne, you know, not so much rolling out the red carpet, but, I mean, when you rented the venue, did they make you an offer you couldn't refuse?
I mean, I got to say, up until now, the city of Cheyenne has been wonderful. Everybody's been great. The president of the Boxing and MMA Commission, Brian Peterson, he's been amazing. His team has been amazing. We have no complaints so far about Cheyenne, and we're extremely happy with what we've seen so far.
Well, coming up, Nick? I was going to say, coming up this Friday, again, we do want to remind folks that the Cheyenne Ice and Event Center will be live, at least on First Friday. It's getting underway at 8 o'clock. Again, that will be the start time. You can see it live on Fight TV. And again, if you want to see it up close and personal, again, tickets are available online and also, too, at the door there at the Cheyenne Ice and Event Center. Again, this Friday, 12 fights in total, 10 bare-knuckle fights and 2 MMA fights. And again, Brawl for It All, the first pay-per-view, at least sanctioned pay-per-view for BYB Extreme Fighting Series, again, hosting here in the city of Cheyenne.
And my final thought, Jose, before we let you go, too, depending on the success, and let's say it's going to be a successful, do you pencil back in Cheyenne rather quickly, or you have other stops on the tour and Cheyenne eventually will get penciled back in again?
No, we definitely have Cheyenne on the radar right now. There's been talks. There's nothing set in stone, but there has been talks for a follow-up event in August. So we're definitely, I mean, like I said, so far it's been great, so why wouldn't we bring it back?
Absolutely. Hey, appreciate you coming on by.
If I could just mention, as far as the pay-per-view, whether you have DirecTV, Dish Network, cable, it's available on all platforms. Just contact your local cable and satellite provider, and you can find us.
All right, sounds great. Jose Suris joining us here. Again, the BYB Extreme Fighting Series Vice President. Continued success, and looking forward to a big night Friday night at the Cheyenne Ice and Event Center. Going to take a timeout. We'll come back with more of Wyoming Sports Talk today after these words on 1480 KRA.